calling her. Where's this bitch at? Where this bitch at? Debbie? Hi, Deborah. It's Madge.
Hello, honey. Can you hear me? Hello,
yeah,
Madge.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear Maid?
Yeah, I hear you good, honey.
All right.
Clorox in my hands.
You got the Clorox?
Yes, I got the Clorox.
You finna drink it?
Mm-hmm. I got the pizzas. That's pizza with an S, not pizza with a Z, because pizza with an S is pizza.
Are you? It better not be a cheese pizza.
There's cheese on it. I don't know what all it is. Honey, there's four pizzas in this car, and it was like 50 pounds when he handed me these pizzas.
What?
They were on sale for $10, so everybody picked one. You know, I don't like pizza, but it is what it is.
Oh, my God. I'm reading something. Hang on. I got to say something.
Wait.
Am I allowed to talk about this on my show, question mark? I'm recording with Deborah right now.
Huh?
Question mark. No, there's some big news. I don't know if I'm allowed to share it, but it's kind of amazing. But I can't share without permission. Deborah, what did you want to talk about? Anything in the news today?
Trump's got the virus?
Do she?
Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was listening to the Michael Moore podcast, and Michael Moore's like, you can't believe the man. So apparently we're not crazy for thinking that. Well, at least me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, right? Like, there's no such thing as good news from Trump, right? There's no such thing.
Right.
On the other hand, like, sometimes with Trump, it's the Occam's razor thing. Like, sometimes it really is the simplest solution. So, like, part of me thinks, yeah, it's just as simple as it is. He has coronavirus. Another part of me is, no, it's conniving, crazy shit. I honestly, am I allowed to talk about it? Oh, she said yes. Okay, this is more interesting. So Tammy, I said, can you Grom? She said, no, honey, I can't. I'm sorry. I said, that's okay, Tammy. Don't worry about it. She said, I'm coming up there tomorrow. Big story. Both me and my mom got arrested and thrown in jail.
What? Really?
This is breaking news. Yeah. She said, why is this? She said, mom tried to shoot me in the leg.
What? I mean, I figured there was some type of animosity in that household, the way she's been talking on the gram, you know. How her parents are very controlling.
She said,
but I didn't think it was that bad.
I said, am I allowed to talk about this on my show? I'm recording with Deborah right now. She said, yes. Mom is facing a felony charge. Well, that's upsetting.
Well, not if you don't press charges. I mean, the white trash in me, you just don't press the charges.
Well, why do they both get arrested? I mean, they don't arrest the victim, do they?
Yes,
they do.
Well, in the trailer parks, they do. But I don't know about New York trailer parks, but
right. Well, they're both white, so I don't know how that works either.
Oh, honey, if you're trashy, well, I'm not saying she is. I'm just using my experience from living in the trailer parks when I was a girl, and I'd see the girls in the trailer parks. They'd be a domestic dispute, honey. They all go to jail because they want that money. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What
keep
money?
The system alive. Well, you know the rebooking fees.
Oh,
you know, they
really?
All this stuff, so they'll arrest everybody. So then everybody's got a court date. Everybody's getting this money.
Wait a second. Seriously, I didn't know that you have to pay if you get arrested.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You
got
to pay to go on bond, or if it's just like if they put you in jail for one day, you pay all these fees, like discharge fees.
You're kidding.
I mean, I've never been arrested, but I've had family members that have been arrested, and there's a bunch of fees with
that.
It.
I didn't know that.
If you're poor.
That's really interesting. I had no idea.
I'm sure it depends on the state.
It's so funny because, like, aside from myself, of all the white people I know, I don't really know anyone who's been arrested except for Tammy. But of the black people I know, pretty much everyone's been arrested.
You know what? I don't think none of my, you know, I've had a good friend of mine. She was murdered. Well, that was, she was a black girl.
The one you photographed?
That's the only person, almost all my white friends, especially girls I went to high school with. Oh, my God. You're talking about the sinister eight, honey.
Is she the one you did the photo shoot for and then her boyfriend killed her?
No.
Because the picture sucked?
No, that was a friend. Well, you know what? That was a black girl. Yes. But I have had more crazy experiences with my white friends than I've had with my black friends. Just be personal. But I try not to hang around a lot of trashy people.
You don't need to because you are one.
Yeah. Okay. If you're already a garbage person, it only looks better. Or she looks like Richard Simmons.
So where did you just pick up food from? It looked nice.
The Pizza Hut. They got a $10 meal or something. I don't know.
Pizza Hut has a drive-thru?
Mm-hmm. Well, here they do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't have it. I didn't want to do it. But I said, well, if they got a drive-thru, I'll do it.
So back to the Trump mess. So I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it's like, I don't know what to say. I tend to think it's not planned. See, because everything Trump does turns out to be in his favor anyway. And I don't know why, but I feel like, yeah, there's a good, I don't know, Tammy. I mean, Deborah, I just don't know what to make of it.
You know, I've been obsessed with Joan Rivers.
Of course.
I'm downloading like a 50 gig file that somebody did on the torrents where they took everything ever Joan Rivers and made a torrent.
Are you going to get it? Is the torrent working? Is it being seeded?
Yes. One seed, honey. Three weeks.
Three weeks.
I wish I could. There was some way I could get the person's IP address and message them. But look, I'll pay you for this.
I hope you seed it once you get it so I can get it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll share it on the drive. It'll be easier.
For 50 gigs?
Yeah, it's got like all these interviews. Not just her. It's got all of her works, right? All of her public works, plus people talking about her. And then it's so detailed. Like the person was like, Melissa talks about Joan at Cannes Film Festival 2001. You know, it's insane.
It's not
Cannes. But listen, but the reason I bring that up is to tell you, she was interviewed like 20 years ago about Trump, and she said she thought he would be a good president and almost fell out.
Well, she's a Republican. Remember that. She doesn't have the best judgment when it comes to politics. She was best friends with Nancy Reagan. She used to go to the White House. Yeah.
I think she just enjoyed the spectacle of, she was friends with the Queen of England. Like, she just liked, that type of life. But I think she was a pretty good person, because from everybody that's been interviewed about her, like all of her previous people that worked for her, she was a maid that took care of them. Like, even all of her maids that retired, she took care of them till she died. But anyway, so she said this about Trump and I fell out. But what she said is he's very calculated and very smart when it comes to media.
That's true.
And so that's what I'm telling you. This week has been the first time since Trump's been elected that I felt like, he's jumped the shark. This is horrible. You know, he's had a bad media week.
Yeah.
He normally never has a bad media week because he always controls the message. He couldn't control the message. Even his supporters were coming out saying that they thought he was bad, thought he did a poor job at the debate. And then, like, on the Reddit and all that, they were talking about it. Yeah. And I said, this ain't looking good. The Republicans were coming out saying he wouldn't denounce the Proud Boys, the Klansmen.
Yeah.
And then we were all talking about how well Biden did. Mm-hmm. And then the media started actually talking about it, because at first they weren't. They were trying to say it was the same. And then now it's back to Trump.
Well, boy, I don't know what to say. The thing is, I think it is what it appears to be. That's my first impression. I think he really does have it. Now, if you look at what he said, because to me, the most startling thing about what he said during the debate, aside from the Proud Boys thing, was when he made fun of Biden for having a really big mask. And that, to get coronavirus the same week, a few days after that, and then Biden tests negative, and to say that, is just such it makes him look so stupid that it's hard for me to believe that that was orchestrated. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because there's pros and cons, but maybe they politically exercised, that was one of the things. If the debate went bad, they would do this or this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the thing. Who knows if it's that calculated, but you're right, because doesn't he sort of look like a fool in his supporters' eyes now? Because he's got the virus, and also he's not going to be able to do his rallies. his well, rallies.
Also,
anymore.
Also remember that it's not just up to him. The White House is not just him. It generally is, but he might be sick. They said that he's feeling tired, at least at a minimum. So it may not have been his choice. You know what I mean? To release this to tell the truth about it. They may have finally decided, like, look, you know, you are not able to be president right now. Stand down, you know.
But then why did the doctor come out, the White House quack doctor, and come out and say he's going to still be able to be president? They didn't want to relinquish the power to Pence.
I don't know.
They didn't say that part, but they said he'll still be doing the duties.
I don't know.
How's he going to, listen, if Pence gets it, and he gets it, and, you know, it's bad, it goes to Nancy. And Nancy, then she won't have to sign in that horrible Amy. What is her last name?
Now you're just fantasizing.
I'm just fantasizing. Is anything? I mean,
I don't know if I told you, but I know somebody who knows her from the Law Review at Notre Dame. No, she was on the Law Review at Notre Dame with her. She knows her, and she said, "Get out your red hoods."
I told you. Yeah. Remember when I told you about that cult she was in, or still yeah. is? Now they're erasing her from like all these printing conditions.
I was very skeptical of that, but then, when I read that they actually
say handmade,
yeah, they used to. They had to change it, obviously. After
that's
the
where the lady got the idea. They said in the '80s when she wrote that book.
Well, that's not clear though, because at one point they said it's this group, and then another point another group, but it doesn't really matter because the point is the same. But yeah, they believe that. That when they were in this group,
the woman hold me down while the husband inseminates.
Hang on, you're moving too fast because we're not explaining what we're talking about. Okay. So the thing is that a man has like everybody in this group that she's in has a, like basically the equivalent of a sponsor. So the guy has like I forget what they call him, like a guy lead, and the woman has like a sponsor, but they used to call it a handmaiden. That helps them along in this, you know, being woman in their womanhood or whatever. But so that's fun. But nobody, I don't know. I made a whole video about it, but my, I think people just need to get up on the streets and stop it. You know, you can stop things when people rise up.
We stopped the healthcare. Look at John McCain.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, everybody protested, only one person changed a vote, but it happened.
I mean, I think it's really hard to. I don't think there's a chance of stopping it long term, even if it's lame duck. Even if Biden wins, I don't think they'll be able to stop it. But they have to stop it at least before the election, because otherwise, you know what Trump is setting up is ridiculously obvious. When he said in the debate, "Oh, it could take 3 months to count the ballots." He doesn't mean it takes 3 months to count the ballots. He means 3 months to go to court. Yes, to litigate. Yeah. Count the ballots might take a week or two.
So. When I was listening to, I know you don't really care for the majority report, but, you know, I listen to it.
I just don't like his voice. I feel like I'm listening to a puker. I'm a puker. I'm a radio puker. Here's what's next on the majority report with Sam Sager.
He was saying Mitch McConnell might not do the vote until after the debate because
so you mean the election?
People are scared, say, Collins, and they're all scared that they're going to lose their seat now because now there is audio clips of the girl when I guess she was in her cult or whatever, talking about wanting to get rid of Roe versus Wayne.
Oh, really? I don't know about that.
Yeah, because at first they were trying to say, oh, she never said that, blah, blah, blah. But now, you know, this is all coming out. And they were saying Mitch McConnell now wants to wait until the lame duck session to push her through until after the election.
Well, that's better. That's better.
I don't know how true that is, per se, because I just heard him talk about that, but he's pretty good at what he talks about. But, I mean, there's really not much we can do but get to the streets, but then again, we do have a pandemic.
The fact of the matter is, even if they do it, you know, in the lame duck, or even if they do it without, I don't fucking know. Even if they have to litigate the election without Coney Barrett, there's still entirely possible they would still rule in Trump's favor since they do have the majority anyway.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I didn't know that about the recording.
I was kind of shocked about the taxes.
But tell me what she said on the tape. I didn't hear about this.
Well, she was just stating her opinions on Roe versus Wade that it needs to go.
I need to find this. She literally said,
"Well, she."
She said she, wow, okay.
Do a quick Google and then you'll find out exactly what she said. Because, I mean, this is hearsay. Because, I mean, I heard him talk about it on, you know, the Majority Report, but he didn't play no tape. He just sat there and said she's on the record. You know, that there's all this stuff where she was talking about getting rid of it. When she was a, what is it called? You're a judge. What do you call it, judge?
A judge.
Not a probate judge. You know, it's a lower judge. Whatever she is now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you know what? What is with all, why do all these like right-wing crazies have every race of a child? I mean, we got a Downs child. We got an Asian, a black child. It's like they do that to try to cover themselves. I was talking to my good Judy about that. It's just so insane.
It's like Cheryl's middle name, Trig, named after Trig Paley. Yeah.
Trying to just shield themselves. Oh, no, I love the black.
Well, doesn't Meghan McCain have a black sister that was adopted?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
And Madonna.
She, you know, she uses her. Madonna's got how many?
But what about Mia Farrow? Of course, they're not Republican. People do. They use their adoption to, like, get political points. It's very strange.
Yeah, that's all. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to truly, like, you know, look at, what's her name? She did that movie where
she
adopted. No. Oh, God, she's gorgeous. Susan Sarandon. You know, she was in The Net. What's her name? She still looks the same. Sandra Bullock. You know, she adopted a child of difference. But she didn't make it about her persona. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's no big deal then. She's not doing it for brownie points. But then you look at, you know, Madonna. I'm sorry, just got to be real. Or you look at, you know, like I said, the Amy girl. And it's like, honey, you're only doing this for brownie points. Come on. You're doing this so you can make these right-wing policies that are very horrible to, you know, people of color. And you can say, oh, no, I love them. I love them. I got one. You know, trying to dismantle the ADA. I mean, but I got a disabled child, see?
You know.
It's just insane.
I don't know what to say. Because I wasn't listening. Because they got
At the end of the day, maybe this is a smokescreen just to push it through. I wouldn't be shocked tomorrow. Mitch McConnell comes out. We're voting tomorrow. Trump's going to sign it from his bunker.
You know, wouldn't it be nice if something good happened this year?
Yeah. I mean, I don't wish him ill will.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even though I text some friends and said, you know, I'm kind of happy this happened. That's horrible. Mm. I know it's horrible to say that, but I'm just being honest. But then
well,
I stepped back and I said, that's not a good thing. But it just saddens me that he had no cares at all, no fucks were given to 200,000 people that probably could have been cut down to maybe 10 to 20,000 if he just said, everybody, let's not make it political, let's wear a mask.
Well, it was so, there was so much, so little reported about the fact that, you know, there was something in April where the CDC had planned on distributing masks to every single American.
Yes, with the post office.
Every five masks for every American. That would have completely changed everything.
Yeah.
And then it would have happened before this anti-mask movement took off, which is basically his fault. But, you know, talking about the ill will thing, but I feel the same way, like, because I have people say to me all the time, they're like, oh, I want him to go to jail. I wish he would die. But I don't feel that way, honestly, because first of all, presidents don't go to jail. It just doesn't work. And secondly, it takes too much out of me to wish to have that kind of hate. I don't. I just want him out of power. That's enough. Yeah. I don't give a shit what happens to him. I don't care if he gets to stay in Trump Tower and eat nice dinners for the rest of his life. As long as he stays the fuck out of my life and stops making disaster for everyone else. But then again, you know, so much led up to that. You know,
it is, if you turn it around, which this is a really big jump, but if you turn it around.
What?
If you turn it around and say, well, okay, well, Hitler was just gone and out of power, would you say the same thing? I mean, he killed a lot of people.
Now, that's a totally different story.
But
it's not the same.
He still killed somebody.
It's not the same. No.
It is different. I'm not saying it's the same.
You can't. You can't do that.
But killing people is killing people, man. 200,000, all you do is say, wear a mask.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing as making death camps and gassing people to
death. No, it's not.
You know, putting them into a machine. It is not.
The camps.
No.
They didn't have showers. I can tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Ivanka said, fuck Christmas. Did you listen to that yesterday?
I saw the headline. What happened?
Well, when she went to visit the camp and she was talking about, you know, she wanted good press when she did it. And she tried to go visit the camps and reunite the children with the mothers. But she couldn't do it because they said it was the law. And their friend was recording. She was like, well, why'd you wear that horrible shirt that said that? You know, that's not good. You know, it's really not good. And she said, you know, blah, 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 blah. I did it because of the media. And she said, well, you could have went on Fox News. They had a cover. She said, I don't want to be on the Fox News. Mm-hmm. And she said, fuck Christmas.
She really said that?
Yes, it was hilarious. Oh, my God. It made me think of Heather. Like, I don't know.
I loved Tim's post.
I don't think it was damning.
I love Tim's post from Distorted View.
Yeah.
I he posted like thoughts and prayers with a picture of Melania's coat that said, you know, I don't care to you. That's just priceless.
She's had a lot of good ones. There's some other ones she put on her Twitter last night when all this was going down that was pretty good. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's really good.
Yeah. But, well, I don't know. I just want him gone. Never. But that preposterous idea that Nancy could get. That's a fairy tale, but it would be amazing.
But wouldn't it be amazing? Just even though, you know, I know a lot of the girls don't like Nancy. You know, I like Nancy.
Oh, I do too. You know? I like her. Yeah,
because she plays the game. Now she doesn't always play it perfect, but she tries.
Hello.
Play hard ball. Mm-hmm. But she's not as ruthless as Mitch McConnell. But it would just be so amazing. And could you just? Oh my God! It would break them.
In some ways, it's almost would be poetic justice because as bad as this year has been for the average normal person, it seems like when so much I have always felt like there is generally balance in the universe. So like for all the bad shit that's happened, I feel like we're due a bunch of good stuff to happen. We are owed that. So unlikely as that. Suggestion is that Nancy could become president from this mess. As unlikely it is, it's almost likely because it's so unlikely in such a preposterous year. Yeah, I remember something. I'll tell you a story. When I was a young girl in college, right, at the lesbian girls' school for girls, I had this very good friend, and she was gorgeous, right? She had a rock band. She was a heterosexual woman, and here I was, this lesbian. And I lusted after her for years, Deborah, for years. Just let's leave names out. But she was gorgeous. And one day she was sleeping in my roommate's, who since died, her bedroom next door. So she was visiting. She was sleeping over, right, in the bedroom next door where my roommate normally sleeps. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I had this idea, I think it was on mushrooms or something. I had this idea. I said, sometimes I was thinking how like the person you least like that seems least likely to be heterosexual or homosexual, maybe they are.
Lesbian.
Yeah, right. Like like I was thinking about my friend and I thought, this woman is so heterosexual. She loves dick. She's very feminine. She's so heterosexual that it almost seems like she has to, in other words, she has to be gay. Because she's so straight. It doesn't even make sense, but it made sense on mushrooms. Anyway.
Well, lesbians, you can find out for the bone structure.
Right. So what I did is, now this is a long time ago, and crystals were popular. You know, the Shirley MacLaine thing and the crystals. So I had all these crystals, and I took out one of my crystals, a quartz crystal, and I started rubbing it and rubbing it. I said, this bitch is going to come into my room and sit on my face. And she did. This heterosexual woman we became lovers, not in a like sexual lovers, not in a.
Oh, I know what you mean. Just like a,
for years.
What's his name? Richard Pryor.
For years. Yeah. So in other words, I say that to say that sometimes the least likely thing is the most likely thing, which makes no sense.
That's true. I know what you mean. It's like we sort of wheel it into power.
Yeah. Like last night, my post. When I saw that Hope Hicks had got it, I just posted on Twitter. I said, Hope. And then I woke up, and there it is.
Oh, my God.
Hope.
Well, you know what? When I was, like, Hope. In the fourth grade or fifth grade, I didn't do my homework. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to do my homework. And the math teacher, finally, like the 12th time, she's like, you know what? I'm calling your house. Well, she called the house while I deleted the voicemail. Because back then, you know, you had that old school thing. Called again, I deleted. Next day at school, she said, I know you deleted those voicemails. She says, tomorrow night, when I leave here, I'm going to stop by your house. I said, oh, shit, it's going to hit the fan, right?
Yeah.
She was in a car wreck. I kid you not, she was out the rest of the year. She had to have, her brakes. No, I'm just playing. I didn't do nothing to her car.
What?
I just was like, oh, my God.
You did a hoodoo on her?
I kid you not. Her whole leg was shattered. I was wishing that I said, please just, you know, I didn't, you know, I was very religious. But I was just like, you know, just, you know, whatever needs to happen, just make it happen so it doesn't happen. And she never came. And then when I went to school that day, the next day, they said, oh, blah, blah, blah. She was in a car.
God damn it. You're Skyping out.
Ring.
You're Skyping out.
Ka-ching. I'm cutting out.
A little bit. Okay, go. Say that again.
Ka-ching. The next day I went to the school, they said she had shattered her leg. She was in a car wreck.
Yeah.
And I said, ka-ching. It was a blessing. I mean, it wasn't, but it was. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Sometimes things just happen.
Well, my second grade teacher killed herself when I was out with the chicken pox, but I didn't wish it on her.
But did you have an assignment due or something?
No, but after she killed herself, my mother gave me a coloring book. She came home, she said, Mrs. Vargo killed herself, and she gave me a coloring book. I said, well, that's nice, but why do I get a coloring book?
Why did she kill herself?
No, I don't know. I just remember
maybe she got a divorce or something.
She was my second grade teacher, and she was the first person I ever knew in my life who had contact lenses. And then because she would, I told my mother, I'm like, this Mrs. Vargo has contact lenses, and she takes them out and shows them to us. And then my mother got contact lenses.
And they were glass back then too, weren't they?
Yeah, maybe. And then she used to make us sharpen our pencils and not near her desk because she said they get in her eyes. I don't know. Maybe she got too much pencil dust in her eyes, so she killed herself.
Now, I think what it is, those contact lenses back then, the refractions were way off. She probably was trying to cross, you know, the train track, and she didn't think she was still on it, maybe.
You think that's what happened with... No, it was a gun, though. It was a gun.
Well, maybe she was trying to...
Where'd you get the idea? Why do you assume it was a train? That's so weird.
Well, back then, a lot of people would kill themselves like that. They'd either jump out of a window or in front of a train, at least in the movies. I don't know what, you know, it was like, what can I do the most gruesome thing? Either a train or a window. Pick your choice.
Or a bad taco.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could get dysentery. I'm going to, you know, try to kill yourself with dysentery, maybe. I don't know. What are the odds of surviving that?
Maybe that's what happened with Tammy's mother. Maybe she just had something, got something in her eyes, so she shot Tammy in the foot. Or tried to.
Yeah. This is just a strange year.
I don't
like,
just can't
make this up.
But it does feel like we're due some good karma after all this, right?
Yeah.
We can't just be bad forever.
He'll be like Boris Johnson. He'll become so sick that when he does come out of it, if he lives, he'll be like, you know, oh, no, this is something, y'all.
Yeah, but they're still fucked over there. They didn't do that. They're a mess. Talk to anybody in London. It's a fucking mess over there. Talk to Twinkle Boy. Yeah, Twinkle Boy is always complaining about it.
Oh, I thought Boris Johnson seen the new light when all this happened.
Oh, you know what? It doesn't matter how much light you see. If you're incompetent and a stupid boob, you're unfit.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing could happen to Trump to make him suddenly fit for office.
Well, I just, if something happens to him and Pence gets in, oh my God.
Yeah, because he's basically Amy Coney Barrett. So, yeah.
He's really like, you know, oh, the Lord did this. I knew it. I played the long term. It'll make him even more ecstatic. Long term, I knew Jesus was going to put me in, and he did. Look at me, mother. And then she's jerking him off in the mirror. Looking at him. You're right, boy. You're right. What get it, mother.
Jesus jerked me off?
No, but I'm just saying I can picture a mother like giving him a hand job in the mirror and it makes it okay. Mm-hmm. You've got it, son.
Jesus, take my wang. Yeah. Oh, is that horrible?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know. But so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I got to go in a second, but I need you to verify this. If Pence gets in the White House and say Trump cannot run. But see, some people have already voted for Trump. Who runs for the Republican ticket? How does that work?
They have to replace him. I don't know.
Is it too late for that?
No. It's never, I don't think
so. But people's already voted for Trump.
I don't know, Deborah. I would
this
I mean,
is a mess.
I would assume that Pence was take his place, and then he would pick a new running mate. But it's up to the party. I mean, these are the party. It's not really the Constitution that determines who the party nominates.
The party is.
The Constitution determines the electoral process, but
yeah.
So I guess it's up to the party. So, but I think in a practical matter, it would be that. I mean, Pence would jump into the slot, and then he'd pick probably Nikki Haley.
But all those votes that have already, yeah, I could see Nikki Haley. But all these votes that have already been, you know, cast for Trump, but I mean, they just, you can't change them and say it's for Pence.
I think you can, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because it's still, I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe you should have somebody on that works. I don't know.
Why would
the political system. No.
I don't know anybody like that.
I don't know either. Well, hon, I gotta go. I gotta go deliver these pizzas. But
well, I got an important call from my Google Voice about it. It starts vehicle owner. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. I don't have a car, but I think it must be important if they called my Google Voice. So I should get back to that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, send me that number. That might be a good one to call one day.
I get those every day. You don't get those phone calls?
Not really. Not since I've got the AT&T block thing for free or whatever that thing Congress paid.
I have that too. Now you have, I want to ask you real quick, because I know you got to eat your disgusting, nasty cancer food, but you're doing movies with the girls, but with you're watching Netflix. How do you do that?
YouTube.
So how do you?
I don't show it or do the audio. So we just, everybody starts at the same time. Sort of like how we did it. But then everybody's asked.
That's like how I do my drag race. So how are you, what do you show on the screen? Just your Animoji thing?
My face? What do you mean, Animoji? Think Pokemon?
That
ain't
your fucking
face. And I filmed this in my study.
Yeah.
And so I have my chair and I have a TV, but they can't see the TV because only I can see the TV.
And you started that yesterday, right, with Ratchet?
Well, now it started it actually because the girls sent some money about 2 weeks ago. Wanted me to do the Paris Hilton thing, and which I didn't want to watch it, but I watched it. And so we did that, and then they were like, oh, this is fun. I said, well, I used to do this, you know, with Yeast Radio, which I sent some girls your way. I seen on Twitter, one of the girls tweeted you. She said she liked your show.
Mm-hmm.
But so I said, well, I'll start doing the movies with the girls, and we did Ratchet yesterday. We did two episodes of that, so we're going to start doing two a week for the Halloween.
See, I didn't really like Ratchet. I thought it was just recycling all of those Ryan Murphy things, themes.
If I watched it on my own, I don't think it'd be as fun. But watching it together, it's pretty good. But yeah, it's just recycling. It's beautifully shot. But the only thing I hate about it is there's no bokeh. There's no shallow depth of field. So it ruins it. I think it'd be perfectly shot for the time period. Color wise, just the scene and the lighting, but
it's cheap.
The depth of field, it's cheap television, I guess. I don't know. They're shooting 4K, 8K, 9K, but
I just felt like I was watching all of American Horror Story in one. It was like,
it's just American Horror Story. Yeah. He just couldn't use the name. Netflix was like, we want our own American Horror Story.
But I don't get why did they have to use Ratchet? Like, why did they have to use that makes it unbelievable because that was that was a real character. That was a believable.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Nurse Ratched was a believable person. She wasn't like you. I would never believe that she's like this crazy murderess who all of a sudden becomes a lesbian. I mean, that was it's just stupid.
Oh, so you finished it. So I've only seen the first two episodes.
Oh, did I fuck it up for you?
Well, no. I mean, you basically said everything that happened in the first and second episode. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, so you have a better perspective than me because I've only seen two episodes.
I don't know. I wouldn't have seen it, but people I heard from a lot of people said it was so amazing. You have to see this.
But, you know, she's good. Mm-hmm. The acting is over the top, but I think the reason some of the acting's over the top is because he's pulling from that time period. So, you know what I mean? So, like, I noticed how he does lighting on the face. sort of like how they used to do with like Joan and Greta Garbo, all of the girls.
I mean, that shit's fine, but that's not why I didn't like it. A lot of it was like stolen from High Anxiety. Not that there's anything wrong with stealing from High Anxiety, the movie, but just, and the way they had to like cast real actual lesbians as lesbians was really annoying.
Yeah, I thought that too with Cynthia Nixon, but she's good though. So I'm kind of, you know, at least they did it with good, you know, a pretty good actress. The oyster scene was a little off-putting, to be honest.
Honestly, she was too good for that show. That was just a garbage role for her.
I think you would like it if you didn't see all the others. This was an episode of American Horror Story, say third. Yeah,
right, because I wouldn't have really known all the tropes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Of course.
So it's just they're replaying it, but for the Netflix audience. So it's probably for people that's never had basic cable, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if you look online, the younger kids love it. I think it's because they didn't watch American Horror Story, so this is all new to them.
Well, I've been watching The Kaminsky Method. Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen that.
That is a fantastic show.
I'm going to tell you what's good.
What?
The Dances with Wolves. I did that the other day, Dances with Wolves. Yeah, well, that's okay. I don't think they'll cancel that sooner or later. What is it? The Wolves one on HBO Max. Raised by Wolves. It's good sci-fi. It's insane.
That means I have to torrent it. It's basically
the Bible.
That means I have to torrent it. It's such a pain in the ass.
Oh, I get it. It's easy. It's like a 22 gig file. I have HBO Max, but the 22 quality gig. Versus the torrent. Yeah. You know, it's heavy because I'm able to watch it in a higher bit rate.
22 gig? For how long? How many hours?
8 episodes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm just saying I pay for all these services, but I must admit sometimes I torrent because it's just you can watch it on this device. Sometimes if I have the VPN, it's just a headache. It's like just stop it.
I don't know. I just can't wait so I can use Spatial Audio for my Mac because that shit is fucking incredible.
Oh yeah, so it does work on the Mac.
No, I said I can't wait for it to work on the Mac.
Oh okay. Well, but, you know the Enfuse for the iOS devices have their own version of that. It's pretty
What's
good.
Infuse?
I tested it out the other day.
What is Infuse?
Infuse is like the ARM, which it'll come to the Mac once everything propagates over to the ARM. But it's like Plex, but not as it doesn't have a server and stuff. But it's sort of comparable. It's like VLC or Plex, but for
and
the
that supports,
iOS devices.
So that supports Spatial Audio today?
Yes, they have their own.
Oh.
It supports Atmos and all that, but it's got its own proprietary thing. I don't know, because, you know, I don't have the new tech. So it probably does support that, too. But this one, it just emulates sort of the same, you know, the same idea. But when you turn your head, now it doesn't do all that, obviously, because they can't track your head. I guess it could can't. If it used the face scanner, because then it could see when you're turning. I don't know. But, you know, it's pretty good. It supports all the different Dolby Visions and HDRs for the, you know, the iOS device.
Well, I was logging onto my PC for work, and it says something about Spatial Audio. Like, it seems that the PCs have some sort of Spatial Audio.
Oh, yeah. It's always had it. You can get Atmos for the PC, you can get Atmos for the PC, and then they have the Sonic thing. Mm-hmm. So you should mess around with that and you'll like it. But they've had it. The Xbox One's had Dolby Atmos in the headphones for a long time. So check it out, Hattie. You'll enjoy it.
What kind of headphones do you need, though?
Any.
What? Really?
Because the points in the ears, you know, it knows you have two ears, so it builds a 3D head with two ears, and then it moves the head around.
But it doesn't. It just doesn't have the thing where you can rotate, though, right? That's the difference.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Unless you do the Oculus, because then it can track, you know, your whole body.
Well, the MacBooks that you and I have, they have Atmos too, but it's just...
Oh, yes. But it doesn't track, you know, it can move the audio around you, but you just can't move.
I just don't move.
You're stationary.
Yeah, just don't... Then why doesn't it work with the fucking headphones? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, you have Atmos. They supported Atmos through the headphones, but just not the tracking.
Right, okay.
But it's all confusing because then there's some APIs they don't allow. Like, you can do it in the Apple TV app, but not any other third-party apps and stuff. So, I don't know. Just buy the new headphones. Update to iOS 14.
Just spend money. I know.
Yeah, spend money. That's all it is. I was able to update the watch, though. There was a jailbreak for the phone where you could get the new watch version and you didn't have to update the phone, so that's pretty nice. The hand washing thing's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hon, they want their pizzas. I'm seeing little children come out here and
just eat it all.
We're having a family gathering of 40 people.
Yeah.
No man.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds nice.
Well, I enjoyed this, honey.
Yeah, me too.
God bless. All right. Bye, honey.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Where's this thing? Am I done? Ah. I guess I should read this letter from Roger Smalls, right? I got a letter from Roger Smalls. Let's see it. Let's see. Shirtless Lenny Kravitz wows on the cover of Men's Health. Oh, that's nice. Oh, my God. My heat is on again, and it's so loud. It's clunk, 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 clunk. Wait, I got an email. I got to read this. Apparently. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Let's see here. All right. I'm going to read this letter from Roger Smalls, audience. Dearest Madge, this week my spirits guide... I'm going to start over. Dearest Madge, oh, it looks like it has a word I don't know how to pronounce. I'm going to have... Let me just... preview this word real quick.
Yeah. Viscount.
Viscount. I thought it was Viscount, but it's Viscount. All right, I'll start from the beginning. I know that doesn't make sense yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dearest Madge, this week my spirit guide's name is Viscount Wang. Viscount lived the life of a humble fisherman and died peacefully in his sleep on August the 6th. 1945 in Hiroshima. He did not care for preferred pronouns or anything else for that matter. There has been... Oh, my glasses, sorry. There has been some talk this week in the news of COVID-19, and I often hear TV pundits, friends and family who are still alive asking, why didn't we see this coming? This is something I would like to know, given there were 18 other COVIDs and no one said anything. It's like when I went to the cinema with Pikey Mikey to see a film of his choice, we ended up watching Fast and Furious 5, a franchise of which I was unaware of at the time and quickly realized had wasted £9.50. I hope I said that right. I don't do pounds, except in my weight. As I watched Vin Diesel drive around the streets of Rio de Janeiro, sideways looking like a retarded potato, I sat cursing that no one had warned me about the movie based on the previous four shit shows, asking myself why nobody saw this coming. Unlike COVID and its previous 18 incarnations, the Fast and Furious franchise never killed anyone other than Paul Walker. So the lesson is, when we see a series of things happen with the potential to be bad, we should sound the alarm early. I'm keeping an eye out for Mambo number 6 at the moment. On the subject of movie franchises, I witnessed the spider outside of my window emit a web from its anus. However, in the Spider-Man movies, the character of Spider-Man emits webs from his wrists. If any of your audience works in the movie industry, please ask them to digitally remaster the Avengers to be more anatomically accurate and have Peter Parker spray things from his rectum to impress Iron Man. His origin story should include a scene where he milks his gland in the school restroom, attaching himself to the toilet via a web. The toilet then follows him down the corridor, impressing Mary Jane Watson and the Green Goblin in the process. Viscount Wang, my spirit guide, wishes to know you could admit anything from your caboose. What would it be, Madge? And who would you aim it at? Yours in yeast, Roger Smalls. Well, first of all, Roger, you really need to proofread the sentences. And I'm going to prove that you need to by having the computer read it so that the audience knows that I didn't fuck up the reading. So let's just do that real quick. Then maybe I can pay attention enough to understand what I was reading. Because I was too busy with your grammar in the sentence.
Viscount Wang, My spirit guide wishes to know, you could emit anything from your caboose. What would it be, Madge? And who would you aim at it?
So, Viscount Wang wishes you to know, wishes to know, not wishes you to know. I feel like I'm talking to Deborah. Viscount Wang, my spirit guide, wishes to know, if you could emit anything from your caboose, what would it be, Madge? And who would you aim it at? Well, I mean, I don't know. I would say I can admit. I mean, we already have, the president already has the COVID-93, so I wouldn't need to give it to him. Probably I would have said that yesterday. I could spray COVID, but then would that mean I'd have COVID if I had it, if I had the ability to squirt it on my rectum? Darn near killed him. Or I guess just duty. I don't feel like I need to spray anything with anybody. I mean, anybody with anything out of my rectum, but I'm perfectly capable of explosive diarrhea, which can also mean erectile dysfunction. And yesterday I found out from my friend Griselda, it can also mean eating disorder. Maybe I should call her. Let's see. I don't want to say the you-know-what, because Reagan will get mad. I don't want to say, hey, you-know-who. You-know-who. Now I say what? Sound like Whoopi Goldberg. I forgot what I was going to say.
I can't believe what? Barnes died.
Who died?
Stephen Barnes from Salino and Barnes. Salino and Barnes.
Oh, he did.
Injury attorney.
First of all, I'm recording. Second of all, that's the guy who you did all those Instagram posts about? What did he die from the COVID-93?
No, he was flying a plane with his wife and he crashed it.
Where?
In upstate New York. Or wait, I'm sorry, California.
Oh.
I got confused for a second because Salino lives in upstate.
Well, the reason I'm calling, and I'm sorry for your loss, but the reason I'm calling is because, I was talking, let's just back up. Roger Small sent me an email and he wanted to know, I'll just read the sentence. He said, Viscount Wang, my spirit guide, wishes to know if you could emit anything from your anus, what would it be? And who would you aim it at? And I was thinking I would do an explosive duty, but I can already do that. You just have to eat something. I don't know. What would you eat that would cause an explosive diarrhea?
For me, it just takes something really oily. Uh-huh. Or dairy products.
Okay. So really, but then that reminded me of that humongous friend of yours. I don't want to say her name, but she's absolutely huge. And then she was complaining that she has her... You're not allowed to talk about EDs. And I was thinking, now there's three things, because I used to think ED was erectile dysfunction or explosive diarrhea. And then you told me yesterday.
It's eating disorder.
Eating disorder. So now there's three things.
Yeah, I've always known that. That's why I like it so much. Mm-hmm. Three things I really enjoy.
But she said you're not allowed to talk about eating disorders.
Right. She gets triggered easily.
What is it with these people that tell you what you can talk about? That's insane. I'll talk about how about if I tell you what you can eat and you have to do what I say, and then you can tell me what I can talk about. But she's big as an house and she's telling me what I can talk about, but I'm not allowed to tell her what she can eat because she's a fucking house.
Well, the funny thing is it was actually a dietitian who, if anyone's going to tell us what to eat, it would be them, was talking, making a dietary recommendation to someone, and she was upset about that, and it triggered her not to eat. But maybe, honestly, because she is more than super morbidly obese, she's in finny fat,
right?
That she probably, it probably got through to her, and she was like, oh, I really shouldn't be eating so much, I'm killing myself.
Right. But then she somehow sees that as a bad thing?
Right. That's what I don't understand.
And then you send me a picture of Lizzo looking in the mirror with horrible hole in her humongous pantyhose in a thong, bent over looking at herself, licking the mirror, saying, I love myself even more today or something.
Yes.
The fuck? We have a disease that's a pandemic that if you have, if you're obese, is something like 9 times more likely to kill you. And this, and she's recklessly like promoting obesity. I don't understand it.
Well, I think she's promoting body positivity. And right. So it doesn't matter what size your body is. But actually, this brings me to the latest person with COVID, President Trump.
Yeah.
I have these people calling me today, telling me that it's a hoax, that he's just going to come out and say that he's fine. And this is all for publicity. But I don't believe that that is true.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because for so long, he really denied the severity. So why would he even ever say that he has it?
Right.
But I was just curious. What do you think?
Well, I just talked about it with Deborah, but yeah, I agree with you. I think with Trump, he's not really all that calculating. I mean, he can be calculating, but it's usually by accident. You know what I mean? Like, he has a very good intuition for dealing with Twitter and social media, but it's generally just
his... He knows how to rile people up.
Right. And it's very intuitive. It's not something he really... He doesn't really conspire. He just has, he's just operates on instinct, and his instincts are very good when it comes to social media and stuff. But I think this was kind of, I think this was a serious thing, and the White House probably just isn't always his decision. I don't think it was really his decision to go public with it. I think like it was serious.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
He got sick and they just probably said, yeah, we're going to, this is a real, it's not just a cartoon. The way we promote you, you talk about everything. We actually have a real country. So we have to tell the people the truth. I mean, maybe I'm just being overly optimistic. I don't know.
I know. I was wondering if I felt that way too, but I also thought that they, because they said that Melania's symptoms were, you know, virtually non-existent and she was feeling good and that he had mild symptoms, that they were probably downplaying that.
Yeah.
That they're probably worse.
I think so too.
That brings us back to what we were talking about obesity making COVID a million times more deadly.
Right. And I was saying with Deborah that I just feel like with all the bad things that happen, there has to be some balance in the universe. Like, it can't just be bad forever. We are all owed a bunch of good things to happen now.
Yes.
And that would be a good
stuck
one.
Inside mm-hmm. with differing spouses, and most of us have lost money and been out of work or lesser employed. I mean, there's not a lot of good that has come out of this for most people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. That's true. Well, in any case, I really don't care if I don't personally have any feelings. Like, I don't want him to die. I just want him out of power. I'm just ready for that to happen.
Of course. But, I think everyone was in that position even before the COVID thing, but I am very curious to see how this shapes, the election. Like, people kept saying, you know, they were sympathetic toward Boris Johnson, but, you know, after he got sick. But I was talking to Peter today, and he said that the Boris Johnson popularity was actually going up before he got sick.
Right. But Boris didn't change. I mean, he still was a disaster after he came back. Like, he didn't really, like, govern better because of it. He's just still... There's still a mess over there. Deborah just said he went to he's going to Walter Reed, Trump. He's going to the hospital.
Ow.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we'll see if he gets on a ventilator or if he's just getting tons of
McDonald's.
Drinks. And I'm also glad that Biden didn't get sick. Hopefully he won't, because Trump seems like the type of speaker that spews everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they were far enough away.
Someone's like spitting every,
I wouldn't,
you know.
Yeah, I think it was, they were far enough away. But the thing I was telling Deborah too is that, you know, the comment that he made at the debate that was so offensive to me was when he said, oh, you have a really big mask, just making fun. There's no way that Trump would deliberately say he has COVID and lie about it when he made a comment like that.
Yeah.
Because it would just makes you look so fucking stupid. Nobody could possibly have more egg on his face than Trump does right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Chester Cheetah. I have this really, well, I didn't buy it yet, but a workout outfit that's leopard print. I haven't figured out the face, though.
Who's Chester Cheetah? Idea. Is that the Cheetos guy?
Mascot, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he had a name.
So this is kind of like my foray into furry, but I'm not really a furry.
Oh, no. That's horrible. Those furries are awful. You should talk to Giga Tigger. He's a furry. He's a snap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you made my day.
Go to our Telegram group. He's a Furby.
Okay.
Furry.
I haven't been paying attention to Telegram. Sorry.
Yeah. What kind of infection do you want to get from your furry head?
Well, I'm going to get my own.
Staph?
Going to be an infection.
Oh my God, I know this guy. I just remember. I know this guy. He's like a gross leather queen here in Chicago. And he went to one of those like IMLs. He got a furry tiger head from like Africa. He special ordered it and he almost fucking died. He got so sick. He had to go to the hospital. Like he was in ICU from this fucking furry head.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, I'm going to be careful with whatever I put on my face.
Yeah.
Maybe I can even make it myself. I think that sounds like a good idea. Plus I just was so sick all week. Today was the first day that I could function normally,
mm-hmm.
but I did not have the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I did have my first COVID test though to check, and the doctor dug that Q-tip in my nose. So far, it still hurts.
Yeah.
5 days ago. Did you have that experience?
I haven't had a COVID test. I only got the antibody test. It was negative.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had a reason to get a COVID test.
I never had one until this time, but I had a high fever. And because I have a kid, I was like, you know, let me make sure that it's not COVID.
Well, and a husband. You don't want to get your husband sick.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm less worried about him because he stays away from me.
Lucky. Well, I'm obese.
Huh?
I said I'm obese.
Oh, me too. That's been a weird thing lately. Like, I was in bed barely eating, and I gained weight.
Lucky.
So I'm very bloated. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'm not running as much as I was.
Well, I should be able to be done soon with my wrist. It's almost better, I think. I'll have to go back to the therapist on next Friday. And then a week later, the doctor. And then I'm hoping she'll clear me to go back to yoga.
Oh, good.
And,
I thought you were doing yoga.
I can't do it with a broken wrist. They said not to.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I don't. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. As a lesbian, I have to be honest. If I have an excuse not to exercise, I will. And the doctor says I can't. I think it's a great excuse. I mean, she said I could go to the gym and, like, do an elliptical. But, like, you know, the problem with the gym is you have to do it with the mask on and all that. And I don't want to do cardio that way. I'll do yoga with a mask. And I was doing it before the accident. But I feel like I don't really want to do cardio with a mask. I feel like because it gets sweaty and then I can't breathe and then I die. At least that's what I tell myself. But the truth is I just don't want to fucking do it. So.
Well, I did my first race in person on Saturday. And there's two different groups here that put them on. And the one I did, they don't require you to wear a mask during the race if no one is near you. But at the beginning and the finish line, you have to keep it on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wear a buff, which I know, like, is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
But doing cardio in those is not bad.
Right.
Then the other group that puts on the races, they make you wear one the entire time. But despite my obesity, I did pretty well. Got third in my age.
How long was it?
A 5K. Not exactly my distance, but that's the only distance like these places are putting on. I guess, you know, it's easier to have a short race.
Right.
And manage it.
Well, I'm fat.
Same here.
I don't know. My mother's flying in today.
Oh, right. I didn't do the memory.
I didn't do it either. It's due on the 4th.
No, it's the 3rd.
I think it's the 4th.
No. Like, I got another reminder today.
That's tomorrow. Wait a second. Let me see.
No, it's due tomorrow.
Oh, fuck me.
I just opened up my computer because I just did a post about a black and white cookie. I'm sure I must have a picture of her.
Well, what are you going to say?
I was thinking about talking about the time that we all went to the bear playground. Were you there?
No.
I don't think so.
In New York?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there.
Three Bears.
Oh, you mean bears like gays?
No.
Oh.
It was with the kids.
No, it says deadline. I'm looking at it right now. Deadline, Sunday, 10:04 at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. You know what? Then they changed it, so that's great.
It is great, because I'm still going to wait till the last fucking minute.
Oh, I've been watching so many shows because I was so sick. Okay, first of all, South Park, the pandemic special, did you watch that?
No.
You have to.
Good.
Okay, so I don't even know if I should talk about this on the show.
Probably not.
I won't ruin it. Just watch it. Then I started watching The Vow, which is about the NXIVM cult.
Oh.
Also interesting.
NXIVM?
I'm not far yet.
You mean like the drug NXIVM?
No. The sex cult.
Oh.
That was in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
The Seagram's heir just got sentenced to, like, I don't know, 81 months in jail or something for recruiting women. The place where everyone got branded.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Okay, I like sex cults, so. Then Action Park, this is on HBO Max. It is about the Action Park amusement park in New Jersey, where the owner would just come up with random rides, even though he wasn't an engineer. And a bunch of people died and people got injured, but it was open for 20 years or something.
What's the name of it?
Action Park.
Do you know what city?
Vernon.
Oh.
The thing that struck me was in every picture of the theme park, there were like no adults.
Mm.
It was just tons of teenagers running wild. So that was entertaining.
Oh my God, I just read something funny, a news bulletin. It says Rona McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC, tests positive for coronavirus, and her name is Rona.
I think that was in the news this morning, though, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I just saw. Oh, yeah, it says 7 hours ago. But the emojis, this is from Reddit. There's like, I'd say 20 different emojis that people responded with. It's crazy. There's all these different emojis. Oh, the world is crazy. I don't know. Anyway, well, I guess I should finish work.
Oh, okay. I'm starting work in 30 minutes.
Yeah, this was my lunch break. That's why I wasn't not working or anything, you know?
Oh, I know. I know how it is.
Yeah.
I'm doing my laundry, although I'm not. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for answering the phone. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, audience, I guess I'll play a record. I have something nice to play for you, and I'm going to play it now, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. Have a nice day.
This recording is volume 3 in the series of unintended indiscretions before microphone and camera, covering a span from the early days of radio to modern-day television. Dedicated to the members of the radio and television industry who have been the victims of these classic boners.
This is KTIW, Texas City.
Children on radio and television are unpredictable at best. Listen to what happened when a little child was asked, "How did your parents meet?"
They met when they were roommates in college.
The floodwaters in Connecticut are receding. All train service has been reestablished. The good weather news for tomorrow is clearing and fair. And here in the metropolitan area, all ferries are operating normally.
Listen now to this classic moment from an audience participation program.
Mrs. Pruitt from Texas, excuse me a moment, ma'am, while I make contact with Mrs. Louise Jacobs in Detroit, Michigan. Hello, Mrs. Louise Jacobs.
Hello there.
How are you, Louise?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Louise. How's everything in the Motor City?
Oh, everything's all right.
Good. Does your husband work in the automobile industry?
He's working in a machine shop.
He did? And what does he do in a machine shop?
He's a toolmaker.
How long have you folks been married?
32 years.
32 years? Yes. That's a mighty, mighty long time. Do you have any children?
Nine?
Ma'am, your husband's not a toolmaker. He's a producer. That's wonderful. And how did you meet your husband?
I met him at the box social.
At a box social?
Yes.
What sort of a box social?
Church box.
Oh, you mean where everybody brings box lunches?
Yes.
And then they bid. That's an old, real old-fashioned custom. The girl brings the box and the man bids on it. Is that the idea?
Yes.
And what did he pay for your little package that you brought? Sponsor for us right now, you know that. Well, I bet you had a good time anyway. Well, it's been awfully nice speaking to you, Mrs. Jacobs. They're in Detroit, Michigan.
Several years ago, on the Lux Radio Theater, presided over by Cecil B. DeMille, there occurred what is probably one of the most talked-about incidents in radio history. So come back several years with us and listen to this closing announcement as it was made by actor Joseph Cotton.
Tune in next week when your Lux Radio Theater presents the rollicking comedy success, The Major and the Minor, starring lovely Joan Fontaine and Hollywood's newest sensation, that new talented personality, Sonny Tufts.
Here's a bargain you can't possibly pass up. Well, I really blew it up that time.
A very gracious and popular television star got herself into this amusing tangle.
I know that I was asked to accept this award for Senator Kefauver as a housewife, because I think that that's what Senator Kefauver did more than anything else in bringing the Senate Crime Investigating Committee into the home, into the kitchen, and giving us all an idea of what was happening right here in New York City. And I know that luckily I was sick the first day of the hearings, so I spent 3 days in bed enjoying Rudy Halley. And I must say, I got to know his every move so very well. No. Wait a minute. But no, what I meant to say is that I missed... you know what I mean.
It's low overhead that does it. So always shop at Robert Hall, where prices are high and quality is low.
All right. And now for our next contestant. What is your name, sir?
Jack Friedman.
Will you step a little closer to the microphone, please? Right, what's the name again?
Jack Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman. And where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Well, welcome to Sense or Nonsense. Now, you have chosen for your category the sense of sound.
That's
right?
Yes.
Now, you know how we play. We're going to give you certain sounds to identify. And now, here is your first question. For $10, what is this sound? Now, listen carefully. All right, now, what is it?
Well, that's familiar, though.
Come on, come on. You got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds. I'm sure you know.
Yes.
All right?
That's Big Ben and Westchester AB.
For my next selection, I'd like to do a medley of old Stephen Foster's favorites. Among them will be Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, My Old Kentucky Home, and My Ass is in the Dark, Dark Ground.
You stupid idiot. It's not my ass. It's masses in the cold, cold ground. Oh.
And in the world of sports, Yogi Berra, great Yankee catcher, was accidentally hit in the head by a pitch ball. Yogi was taken to the Fordham Hospital for x-rays of the head. The x-rays showed nothing.
On a Man in the Street interview program, a young lady was asked the reason why she was in New York City. Let's listen to her classic answer.
I'm getting married next week, and I'm getting my torso ready.
Several years ago, David Ross, Dean of Radio Announcers and Diction Award winner many times, introduced the Latin American troubadour Tito Gazzar in this fashion. Let's turn back the clock and hear this classic moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Tito Guitar and his Gazzar.
Some bloopers are made by sound effects departments. Let's listen to a well-known dramatic show as they perform the story of Stanley and Livingston and see what can happen when sound effects go amiss.
Beyond the headwaters of the Nile, Stanley continued his search for Livingston. Dense jungle growth and the ever-present danger of the tsetse fly made the journey more hazardous. Supplies were getting low. The natives had almost reached the breaking point when suddenly in the distance they heard the sounds of a village.
Millions have listened to and enjoyed the great symphonic programs by Maestro Arturo Toscanini, one of the greatest conductors of all times. But not many have heard this priceless, unguarded moment from a broadcast rehearsal.
Andante. You don't know the Italian speed andante what means? Possible to believe that you can be so stupid. You can't believe, no! Corpo di Dio Santissimo. Madonna Santissima. I can go. Basta. I can go.
And here's some news of local interest. Our neighbors over in Columbia, Tennessee, the largest outdoor mule market in the world, held a jackass parade yesterday headed by the governor.
Steve Allen, one of television's best-known performers, makes a practice of conducting ad-lib interviews with people in his studio audience. On one of his late evening programs, he chatted with a woman and awarded her a large salami as a prize.
Oh, my goodness, Steve, that's almost as big as my husband. I mean, as big as my husband.
A remote is a broadcast that originates away from the station. On this annual Christmas show, children waited to hear a remote from Santa's studio at the North Pole. Let's listen in.
And now, children, as part of our annual Christmas party, Uncle John is going to contact Santa Claus.
Thank you, Miss Christmas. We'll try it now. Are you standing by, North Pole? Come in, North Pole. Come in, North Pole.
Come in, North Pole. Santa Claus.
That's his cue. I wonder why we can't get it.
I can't understand.
Maybe we should try it once more.
Come in, Santa Claus!
Come in, North Pole.
Have I got a line? Have I got a line?
I wonder why we can't get to him.
Where are you, Santa Claus?
Same screwed up mess we had last year.
Santa Claus, where are you?
And stay tuned for the late movie, Alexander Dumas' immortal classic, The Count of Monte Cristo, starring Robert Donat.
Children are unpredictable, especially on television. Listen to what happened to Maury Amsterdam as he quizzed a 5-year-old girl on his daytime show.
Say, little girl, what happened to your front tooth?
I lost my tooth while I was sitting on a toilet making uh-uh.
The practical joker is found everywhere, even in the radio and television industry, as this announcer found out on the first day of April.
And the bill goes to Washington next week for the president's signature. Here's a bulletin just handed me from the wires of the Associated Press. Washington, D.C. The White House has just announced that it's counting on all of us to make our victory gardens a success this year. New developments in fertilizers ensure a bumper crop for everyone. Let's get those tomatoes and cucumbers underway. Be sure to have a good supply of humus on hand. Your victory garden is your share of... Say, what the hell is this?
April Fool!
Even popular Dave Garraway is not immune to early morning fluffs.
And remember, no bathroom should be without it. You'll find Dial soap a refreshing addition to your schlub or tower.
Let's go back to the year 1942 and listen to a war newscast from BBC in England.
And the Ration Board has announced that within the next few weeks, there will be an increase in the allotment of certain food commodities. There's good news on the war front tonight. From North Africa comes word that Allied troops have stopped the advances of Hitler's Panzer divisions.
Good afternoon. This is your Bunn's Department Store Shopping Counselor. After working hours at 6 p.m. on the sixth floor, models will display gowns half off.
Sometimes the reason for a blooper isn't understood by the listening audience. On one hot summer day, an engineer came into the control room wearing nothing but a pair of bathing trunks. The announcer spotted him just as they went on the air. This was the result.
A Philippine Airlines passenger jet and 24 persons hijacked to Communist China. A Philippine Airlines passenger. And once again, back to the Larry Glick Show.
Don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning to listen to Phil Cook. He's that clever fellow who plays all voices on his own program. So tomorrow, start your day with laughter. Tune in on Phil Cook, the man with a thousand vices.
Let's listen to a news item heard on the 11 o'clock news.
And here is a late story about that fire that broke out on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. The blaze, of undetermined origin, started in a peanut store on the boardwalk and spread to other stores in the vicinity. The fire threatened the famous Atlantic City million-dollar steel pier. The peanut store front was completely demolished, and boardwalk passers-by helped themselves. Tonight, there are many boardwalk moonlight strollers with hot nuts.
You've just heard There's No Business Like Show Business, sung by the robust voice of Ethel Mermer.
The late and beloved Dr. Walter Damrosch, Dean of American Conductors, took great pride in his music appreciation series broadcast to students in New York schools. But even Dr. Damrosch was not infallible. Let's listen.
Our music appreciation program concludes with Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, followed by the delightfully gay music of Mozart's Magic Fruit.
Spoonerisms, the misplacing and mixing up of syllables, are one type of blooper that plague performers. Listen to this commentator on a daytime fashion show.
Now, our next creation is a necessity for sun worshippers. A beautiful two-place peace suit.
And that's the weather report from the International Airport here at Anchorage, Alaska. Now I'll take a leak out the window to see if it's freezing outside our studio.
Many strange things happen in a studio while the mic is live. Here's a case where the announcer picked a weak and wobbling folding chair to sit on as he introduced a nightly news show.
The National Broadcasting Company brings you H.V. Kaltenborn Views the News. And now, Mr. Obvious son of a bitch.
The wife of a famous golfer was being interviewed. A simple question brought this classic answer.
I most certainly am superstitious. I wouldn't think of letting him play an important golf tournament without kissing his bull.
No one, no dark entity, nothing can come up